USA Radio News.
Moments ago at the White House, First Lady Melania Trump announced her core initiative as First Lady.
I feel strongly that as adults, we can and should be best at educating our children about the importance of a healthy and balanced life. So today, I'm very excited to announce Be Best, an awareness campaign dedicated to the most valuable and fragile among us, our children.
President Donald Trump says he will announce his decision on whether to keep the U.S. in the Iran nuclear deal tomorrow. Trump is facing a self-imposed May 12th deadline over whether to uphold the 2015 nuclear deal, which he has long criticized. And finally, Oliver North is set to become the next NRA president. In a statement earlier today, NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre said North is a legendary warrior for American freedom, a gifted communicator, and a skilled leader. This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and cell fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
After a hefty increase for gasoline over the last several months, the price per gallon is down slightly this week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Gas prices came down over the last week, falling a half cent per gallon to $2.80 nationally. While this is a slight decrease, motorists are being reminded prices are still 50 cents higher than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy has the latest figures.
We stand on the cusp of perhaps dropping back under $2.80 per gallon. That's where we stand today, a drop from last week of $2.81 a gallon.
Hawaiian authorities are urging sightseers to stay away from Leilani Estate as residents return to check in their neighborhood, which was threatened by lava and toxic gases emerging from the ground. This eyewitness describes what he saw when he returned to his neighborhood.
You know, there's a crack in the ground. Well, I've seen cracks in the pavement before, you know, but I didn't know that that meant that there's a lava tube underneath there.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In recent years, the political establishments in country after country have faced a wave of extraordinary pressure from populist anger against governments that have failed to protect citizens from profoundly disruptive changes. Ian Bremmer is author of a new book titled Us Versus Them, The Failure of Globalism. Now, he joined me earlier, and we had a chance to discuss, in his opinion, some of the reasons why he believes globalism failed.
Globalization economically led to a lot of people that were left behind, working class, middle classes. They saw their jobs go to other places, to the Chinas, the Mexicos. Second piece is the culture and identity piece, big waves of immigration coming to the United States, coming into the West, people that were, you know, quite a bit different from those that were living in the U.S., changing the nature of society. But a lot of people felt like, wait, government's not taking care of me. No one's investing my education, my infrastructure. We're letting these other people in. Big backlash to that. And then finally, and the most worrying piece, is the technology piece. Because technology now, automation, AI, big data, is displacing far more people from their places of work than globalization ever did economically. And you have a technological system that is much more top-down driven in terms of how we get information. And so people only get information that they like now because it's being driven by advertising companies, Facebook, Google, and the rest.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.